The 30th annual U.S. Open Sandcastle competition ends today in Imperial Beach, California. And winning first prize requires much more than just buckets of wet sand and plastic shovels. The event draws dozens of teams and thousands of attendees each year, and the competition is stiff. Cheryl Pilato oversees the competition's judges. She joins us from member station KPBS in San Diego. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Now, qualify for us. Does each team's entry have to be, strictly speaking, a castle?
Well, no, they're not actually castles. There's all kind of different forms that take shapes on the beach. You could have some life forms, creatures of the sea, just a variety of different artistic creations.
Whose sculpture won last year? What did it look like?
The winning sculpture in the Masters category, which we look at as a professionals, was Team Arcasan. They're out of Orange County, California, and they actually did a tribute to Michael Jackson.
Do any individuals enter and have had some merit?
I do have a gentleman from Santa Barbara, California, Scott Dosh, who actually has been a winner year over year, and he creates the most amazing sand sculptures, and he's a one-man show, if you will.
What did he do last year?
He did a fallen soldier, and the details of it were just amazing.
Wow. You've been doing this, overseeing the judges, for 10 years. Do you have a favorite one that still sticks with you?
You know, there's been so many castles. We're talking about 40 teams over the last 10 years that I have been a part of the organization. I have to give a shout out to Rando's Commandos. They're actually in the best sculpture category. And rather than create their sculpture on top of the sand, they dig below down to the water table. So they give a whole different perspective on the sand sculpture process.
So they basically dig a hole and then sculpt it so it looks like something. You look into the hole and you see more than just a hole.
They had a train one year that went underground, sea creatures coming up out of the sand. Just amazing.
Wow. So what happens to all of these beautiful works of art after the competition is over?
Well, unfortunately, we have no control over Mother Nature. So about 4:30, the water starts to come in and release all of our art back to the ocean.
Cheryl Pilato is the team registration coordinator for the U.S. Open Sandcastle competition, which ends today in Imperial Beach, California. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. You have a wonderful day.
You too. This is NPR News.